Hey, good morning. This is Clay McCausland, and I'm sitting in for Julie Pastrick, and you're listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. This morning, our special guest with us is Michelle Ortiz, Operating Director of Cornerstone Caregiving. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Clay.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For our listeners this morning, can you give us some information about what Cornerstone Caregiving is and how it works?
Absolutely. With Cornerstone Caregiving, we provide caregivers to come in the home and help out seniors in kind of any level of help they might need that is non-medical. So we can do things like showers, dressing assistance, help with some light housekeeping, running errands, all those types of things around the home.
Okay, so as an example, somebody comes, like you said, just right out of the hospital. The medical side is being taken care of by somebody else, but it's more of the things, like you said, the taking care of the house and who's going to run the trash out and who's going to help take care of some of those things that are necessary to get done around the house when they do get home. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Great. How did you get in something like that? How did that come about?
Well, I have been in the senior living industry since probably 2007. I actually started as a caregiver when I was going to school for my undergrad and just kind of have worked in the senior living industry now since then. And seniors are really just my passion at this point.
That's awesome. Obviously, it's a growing population, right? For the seniors too?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely a need for it.
Yeah, baby boomers are getting there. I know that, you know, I've got a lot of family members that are reaching that age. Where does the company originate from? Is it based out of here or is it a regional company or is it a national company?
It is a national company. Cornerstone Caregiving is based out of Waco, Texas, and they started in 2020, actually. When I came on board, there were about 140 different offices throughout the nation, and as of today, I believe we are going over 200 now.
Wow, 200.
Yes.
That's a lot. So that brings some connections to getting things done, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that helps with, is being in a bigger group like that, is that you have more to pull from and you've got more experience to work with, right?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of support.
That's great. So when somebody comes in, if I came in and said, okay, I need somebody to help take care of mom's house and to help manage her getting showered and some of the things that are going on for her outside of the medical stuff, the people that you are going to send over to her house, how does that process work?
So we do interviews. And we hire caregivers constantly because we never know if we're going to receive a phone call that someone needs a caregiver in their home 24/7. And that obviously would take more than one caregiver to be able to cover all of those shifts. So we are constantly hiring and we look for people with experience, specifically if they have a certified nursing assistant, if they're a licensed nursing assistant, a certified caregiver, those are all definitely our primary candidates. But if they don't necessarily have all those skill sets or certifications, we can train our people to do the things that they need to do in the home with those seniors. We just look for people who have a passion and a desire, and we want people who are going to be reliable and consistent, because that's really what those seniors need in their home, is someone who's going to consistently be there for them.
Do you find that it usually is somebody coming in for days, weeks, months? How does this process generally work?
With Cornerstone, we actually do not have any contracts. So we could come in just for a short stint of time. If family's just out of town and we need to help out in the meantime, we can do things like that. But it really depends on the situation. We do a lot of work with the skilled nursing facilities in town so that when the clients come home, we will be there to support them. But then typically the goal is for them to get better and improve and be able to get back to their baseline. So if they only need us for a few weeks or a few months, then we just kind of taper off our visits. And eventually, if they don't need us anymore, we can end the visits, or we can just come in sporadically when they do need us.
Are the people that are you're hiring to come in to see the clients, they must have a background check and things like that so that people don't worry about that in their home?
Yes. So our caregivers are all background checked. We look for verifying their license and insurance should they be driving our clients anywhere or doing any errands for our clients. And then we do more of the training kind of on the job with them, depending on their level and where they're at, what they need training in specifically for specific clients. We kind of go over all that during the onboarding process.
What about the scope as far as, can you give them medicines or is that considered to be medical?
Technically, that's considered to be medical. So we say we won't administer the medications, but we can remind them. So if they can open the bottles themselves, we can just let them know now's the time to take their medications. If they have it set up in a Medi set, we can remind them that today's Tuesday morning and they need to take those medications, whatever that might be.
Great. Tell us more about how somebody gets referred to the program, or do they just call you, or do they stop by and visit with you? How does the process work if somebody is interested in need of the care? Where do they go to get started?
I feel like most people use the internet for searches. It's kind of probably the primary way if they're not already in some type of senior living setting. And by that, I mean, if they're at the hospital and they want to go home, a lot of the care coordinators that will be setting up their discharge plans know about our company and can let them know about the services we provide. If they're in a skilled nursing type setting or even in assisted living or independent living and just need a little bit more help, those individuals typically know about us as well and can refer them to us if they feel like they would be a good fit. But primarily, just Googling us and seeing our reviews has gotten us quite a few referrals.
That's great. You've been in business about a year now, right?
Yes, just over a year.
Awesome. I can vouch to the listeners out there that you do a wonderful job, and it seems like your staff is really excited to be at work every day. It's a very clean and happy operation, and so you're doing a wonderful job over there.
Thanks, Clay.
Absolutely. What about when you said people go online to find you? What's the easiest way? Just search Cornerstone Caregiving Flagstaff? Is that where you're going to find it?
Yes, absolutely. That is where you'll find us. And we have managers on call 24/7. So even if it's 8 o'clock at night and something comes up, if you give us a call and we don't answer right away, just give us a few and we will call you back. But we want to be there to help assist you in whatever it is you might need at home.
That's great. Michelle, you said you have people on call all the time at 24/7. What's the number for them to reach you at?
Yes, absolutely. Our phone number is 928-220-8225.
928-220-8225.
Yep.
Holidays are coming up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Some people may be in or out of town. And if you're going to be taken off out of town and you need somebody to help out with mom or sister or a friend or a cousin, or, you know, one of your neighbors that is older and may need somebody just to check in on them, reach out, right?
Yes, absolutely. And even if you are going to be with that loved one, our goal is to make it so that you still get that family relationship and not that caregiver relationship. So we can be there to be the caregiver and provide the actual physical assistance that mom or dad might need so that you can really just spend the time with them during the holidays.
That gives me chills. Yeah, it's really cool to have the companionship on top of somebody who can help out and give you that special time that you might want with your family member that's in need. So great job over there, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you've heard it here, folks. Cornerstone Caregiving in Flagstaff, based right off of Cortland Boulevard. But better yet, go online anywhere in the country. They can look up Cornerstone Caregiving.
Yep.
If you need anything, they're here for you. Like Michelle said, they've got people standing by to help out. And we just really appreciate all that you're doing for our community. Michelle's a member of the Ambassadors with the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. And we appreciate all of your efforts there as well. You know, I sit on the board and just had a board meeting with the exec team the other day. And we talked about things that the ambassadors are doing, and you're doing a heck of a job.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too, Clay.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in, and we'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.